All right, it's recording. Do another test.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
So now you do it normally.
I didn't think about it.
The world will never know how much of a weirdo you are. It's only me. It's my burden I bear.
Are we? We're actually recording.
Yeah, it's recording.
You're not going to include this, are you?
Maybe. All right. All right. Hold on. I was going to do a special intro like last time.
Okay.
All right, ready? And then join me along.
Depends.
Okay. Podcast. 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 What time is it?
It's podcast time.
It's time for podcasting. What time is it?
Okay. Let's continue.
If you're familiar with that, what's the word? Tune. Then you'll know that the movie trilogy that Aaron and I are about to discuss, also the title.
Yeah, they would know from the title.
Unless I like just be misleading. Yeah, they'll know that we talked about
High School Musical.
1, 2, and 3.
Well, it's called High School Musical 3, senior year.
Jinx,
so
you owe me another watching of this trilogy.
As long as it's not Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, I'm good.
So, Aaron and I, last time I had, welcome to the Once Upon a Time in Huntsville podcast, if you're a first-time listener. I highly doubt you are, if this is the first one you're jumping into. Well, I mean, High School Musical, I guess, is still kind of, there's weirdos out there that are still into that.
Oh, well, most girls my age are like, it makes them really nostalgic. Yeah. And they're like, everyone has like fond memories of it. So it's not that, I don't know, maybe there are some obsessed people still, but everyone is like, oh yeah, I don't know. I feel like.
No, yeah, because I was telling you earlier today, I was telling my coworker that, me and you were going to do a podcast tonight because he actually listens to them.
That's so funny.
And he was like, what is it on? I was like, it's on High School Musical. And he thought that was funny because he was like, oh, like the first thing he said was like, oh, crème brûlée. That's where I learned that word from.
Yeah.
Because that one of them likes to cook, I guess.
What was his name?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of it the other day. They didn't say it enough. I just didn't. But he was in it a lot.
He was just the chef guy.
Yeah.
And then he also... Oh, he was like, my favorite one when I watched it as a kid was the baseball dance one, which I think, yeah, that's in the second one.
The bet on it?
No, the baseball one where they're like, they figure out that the Ryan guy can play baseball really good. They're like,
Yeah, I thought that was Bet On It.
No, Bet On It's the one with Zac Efron by himself. I'm losing all my man cards right now.
They've all been going through my brain, and I've just associated scenes.
Yeah, they
with
all
them.
Kind of do like, they've attached it. Like all these songs have attached on my mind like all day. I've just been humming all day.
Yes,
and like you know more than anyone that I've been singing it around the house. But I'll go from a song to the other one, and like it's the same song. Anyways, my coworker said that he really liked it. He goes, hey, bada swing, something, something, do your thing. And so he was excited. That's Cam, and he's actually a musician, C-Funk. And he actually has good music, so I'll give him a shout out there.
Shout out to Cam.
He's actually pretty good. Huh. He's a Huntsville talent. Back to the musical, High School Musical. Why did we decide to watch this, Aaron? I don't know. I think solely for the purpose of having content for the podcast, but also because
I don't think we'd seen them since we were like 10 years old, because they came out 2006, 2007, and 2008.
Yeah.
And we were born in 1998, so we were like 8, 9, and 10, literally.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Whenever those were coming out, I didn't feel that young.
No, like
I was a baby.
They're like so vivid, you know?
They really are. Like, I remember when that first, one came out. I know the Disney Channel, like if you watch the Disney Channel throughout the day, like it had that ticker on the bottom for when High School Musical was going to premiere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like of the day of. It was like like weeks,
oh, yeah,
days leading up to it. Like, it was a big thing.
I remember, like, most vividly when the second one was going to come out, because that one came out in the summer, I think.
Yeah.
And I just, it was huge because everybody was out of school and they were just waiting on that to come out.
Yeah. And I feel like they played it so many times. Like, that's the one that, yeah, I think I remembered the most. Because if it was, you know, having two older sisters during that time, like, they got control of the TV.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they had a TV in their room at that point. So we watched that a lot. But going back to the first one, like, I remember, like, my sisters went out and got candy. And, like, they made popcorn. Like, they sat down and watched it. Like, they were so... I remember how just giddy they were.
That's funny.
I sat down and watched it, too, because I had nothing else going on. I mean, I was, like I said, eight. You know, I was eight.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a child watching, I was like, oh, well, this isn't, like, I'm not enjoying this. But then it was just kind of like, the songs are so catchy.
They ring in your head, like, for forever. Like, I remember every single one of those songs still to this day.
Yeah.
And I wasn't one of those really, like, I probably didn't watch it for months after the first one came out. Like, I don't know if you realize that. But it was a long time before I actually finally watched it because there was so much hype around it.
Yeah.
And I probably thought, too, that, like, because we didn't have cable, like, that was another thing. But, like, because we didn't have cable.
Yeah, that's probably the main
thing. We watched stuff like Hannah Montana, but for whatever reason, I was, like, afraid to ask my parents if I could watch this movie,
because
I
didn't rated.
Yeah, I was like, musical. I don't want them to think that, because I knew it was like a like based around a love story, and I was like, I don't want them to think that I'm like into that. But I just wanted to, like, everyone is obsessed about it, yeah. And I was like, I just want to watch it to see. And so literally, I think my mom, because we didn't have cable, rented it. She rented the movie.
On what, Redbox?
And me, Spencer, and Owen all sat and watched this movie. I'm not joking. Like, I mean, John was, you know.
He was a little
baby. John wasn't even born. Well, no. He was probably born by the time we watched it.
Yeah.
No? No, because it was 06. Anyways, okay, whatever. Yeah. No, I'm going on a side trail. But I don't remember where I was going with that.
I don't know either.
I'm just telling you my experience because you told me yours.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my experience watching it for the first time.
Like,
we were intrigued.
It was the, like, Avatar for kids.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal. And as a 25-year-old man, when we sat down to watch these movies, I was like, oh, these are going to be, like, really, really bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, like, hate watch these. And now after we've seen those first three, my, like, final, I guess, like, mindset on them is, honestly, for, like, kids' movies, I thought they were really well done.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really bad about them. I mean, yeah, it's corny, but I feel like they know that it's corny, and they kind of play on that. And I'm just like, I was really amazed by, like, the choreography.
The choreography, yeah.
Even, like, some of the editing and, like, the talent of a lot of the actors, like, singing. I don't know if that's all of them singing or not. But there's definitely all of them dancing. Like,
they were all good dancers. Impressive. They were all good dancers. And you could tell even with the singing, like, they were giving it their best, you know, even if some of them weren't, like, naturally, like, you know, like, able to sing super well, like, they were trying their best, and they showed it too. I mean, they were on screen, like, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Like, I thought, like, and there are flashes of, like, oh, okay, like, maybe that actor could have toned it down just a bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm not going to say which one because I don't like picking on. Because you never know if that's, like, the director or the actor or if the editor just, like, picked a really bad take. There's just so many things that go into that. I wouldn't want anyone hating on me. But there's a lot of moments like that where you're like, all right. But, I mean, I don't know. They were all, like, funny, like, nostalgic movies to watch.
Yeah.
And I think the first one is maybe the only one that actually kind of has a story. And this, I feel like the second and third one are more just, like, especially the second one, are just, like, all right, we're just going to do a whole bunch of songs, and it's kind of going to have a loose plot, but you're going to have fun with it because we're having fun with it, if that makes sense. I guess the third one kind of has more of like a structured storyline.
Yeah, but there's so many things that keep popping up that it's not, like, the first one is like, here's the thing, here's what the movie's going to be about.
Yeah.
And it, like, continues that whole, because it's based around him. What are you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, because the movie opens, no, I think it cuts to this, the movie opens up and it's Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens doing their little song where they meet each other, which was really funny. All the outfits and all the extras. Oh my, I love how
Disney so Channel early movies, 2000s.
These ones is like, just take a moment and just look at the extras. Half of them are looking straight into the lens.
Oh, yeah. like straight at the camera. Straight,
just smiling into it because, you know, I've been an extra before. I was an extra on Space Warriors, the best picture winner of 2013.
Definitely not.
Don't look that up. I remember I told Vaughn that. And he goes, really? Like, dude.
Vaughn, how old was he?
He was too old. Oh. He was like surprised. He was like, really? Wow. And I was like, no. But not that I'm making fun of that. Well, yeah, I am making fun of that movie. I was a part of that one. I could kind of make fun
you
of
wouldn't
it.
Let me but make fun of it on an earlier podcast. Remember that?
I think so. I don't know. That's weird. Because, you know, like, I don't like making fun of people. You know, because movies are like, they're jobs. And they're, you know, a lot of people, sometimes people put, like, I don't know, their passions into things. But, yeah, that movie's goofy. But, in a good way.
Yeah, anyway, it's like goofy, yeah.
Like, I was an extra. That was the first time I was an extra, and thankfully the last time I was an extra, because extras, and I say this having done it and been around those people, some of these extras, I would say, okay, 50% are people that are just like, wow, I get to be on a film set. This is really cool. This is the only time I'll ever get to do this. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a cool story I get to tell my friends and family. And then the other half are terrible people that are, like, so self-absorbed, they think that the director is going to look at them and say, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You are just so talented and so attractive.
Yeah.
And so, oh, everything. Like, here's a line. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I'm going to write a role. Like, that's what these people actually, like, think in their heads.
Yeah.
And I know that because, like, I've been around those people.
That's crazy.
And, you know, because there's always that one story where it's like, oh, well, this actor was an extra and the director gave them a line. It's like, well, yeah, but, like, out of a billion actors that have, like, lived, that's only happened, like, maybe once, twice, maybe a couple times. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm getting carried away. But you can just tell that these extras are just looking into the camera because they're like, maybe the director will notice me. Maybe the director will notice me. Anyways.
Well, I guess this was after. No, remember the second one? You see Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That was... I should have looked that up. I don't really know, because that was 2007. So when did Hannah Montana start? Like, she was already at Disney.
Yeah, she was already on Disney, yeah.
So I guess I was just confused, like, why she had such a teeny tiny extra role that it was, like, so brief. Because I remember people would talk about that. That's why I remembered it.
Like, a line.
Yeah, it was just, like, she was dancing.
Yeah, because she wouldn't have just been an extra, because her dad was famous and stuff.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have had to do any of that. She was like, she went straight to auditioning for like
huge roles
because of her dad.
Right.
Nepo baby. I'm not jealous. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I would kill I wish my dad or mom was born into the industry.
Maybe. So you are jealous?
I'm not jealous. I'm just saying.
I'm not jealous, but I wish.
Being jealous would be like, oh, well, that shouldn't happen to anybody. And it's just like, well, no, I wish. You know what I mean? Like, I understand. Like, they can't, if they're talented.
That's. Okay, well, that's getting into other things.
No, well, if they're talented.
Yeah.
And they actually do work hard for it, then, like, good for them.
Yeah, true.
But if they're not either of those things and they still get roles, then, like, no, that's not fair.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's more talented people you know what I mean? I feel like there's more talented than less talented.
Yeah.
Anyways, so High School Musical 1 was a banger. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. In Troy
Bolton's mind, he either, I guess, wants to be a basketball player, or try out for the school musical, which never happens, by the way. That totally blanked from my mind. It's just the audition process. Like, I remembered as a kid, they performed a musical. When it's actually, no, they just go to the callback and then get it.
Yeah.
And they sing that. We're soaring.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because then it ends with them, with him, or with them after the basketball game championship or whatever, and they're all in the basketball court.
Yeah, I like the moral to the story is, I mean, you know, I'm being sarcastic, maybe I'm being too cynical, but it's just like, you know what? Like, life does work out. Like, you can get both things in life, which is, like, not, you know, not true. But
it's true for me.
That's true.
Well, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Well, also, well, you know what? No. It's not a good message because they, like, commit fraud in a way.
Well, they,
like,
yeah.
That other team
I don't remember.
Deserved to win.
I didn't remember the way that. Wait, the other basketball team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't cheat.
Yeah. I totally forgot how that happened. That, like, they turn the fire alarms on and then.
Like, they become hackers out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because wasn't it the Taylor?
And yes,
girl?
I know. I'm critiquing a children's movie.
No, I mean, a lot of it doesn't make sense.
No,
but,
no,
like,
yeah,
that's bad. Like, that should never happen.
That was
that's
random,
like,
and weird.
Somebody could have had a heart attack or something in the audience or something for, I don't know, if somebody has, like.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you remember,
PTSD,
like, Stanley from,
like,
The
that?
Office? Like. From the fire drill, I know it was a drill, but
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like,
no,
that could happen. Like, somebody could have, like, died.
Oh my gosh,
we're getting too deep.
Hey, as long as they win the game and they book the role, it doesn't matter.
No, exactly. As long as the main characters remain the main
I
characters.
I love how, like, Troy Bolton, like, he is the main character. Like, I know he's the main character for the movie, but, like, people treat him like he's the main character. Like, they cannot be without him.
Yeah,
I hope I'm like that for people. Everyone, like, him and Gabriella, like, are famous to people. Like, they're, like, A-listers in their school.
Yeah, which is so weird.
And then Sharpay is, too.
Yeah.
Who I think is, I didn't remember her being that funny. Her and Ryan.
Oh, they're hilarious, yeah.
They really are. Like, I thought that was really, they had some really funny moments.
All right, before we get into that, I had another thought. Probably worse than the fire alarm. Was what they did at the, what was it, Scholastic a-thon? I don't know. Whatever it was that Gabriella was trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
They like, literally
combine
chemicals and create fumes that, like, send everybody out. I know people from working in a lab myself. I know people that have died from that. Like, it's nothing to laugh about. But,
again,
like,
as long
years
as they win
later,
the game and book the role, doesn't
like,
matter.
They were exposed to some amount of mercury or something in the lab.
If you were
and
a
then,
loved one, has been
like 20
of.
Years later, they're dead because of it. I don't, stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Stuff like that happens. Like,
they're thrown in the slammer.
Fumes are nothing to laugh about or play around with. That would have gotten them, like, what's the word? Kicked out of the school?
Expelled.
Expelled.
Yeah.
I was like,
homeschool
I was thinking
moment.
Expended. Expended. Clearly,
no,
it never happened to
that
me.
Moment where, because the, you know, do you remember the judge of that, where he just like gives like a thumbs up?
Yeah.
Or something? I love it when that happens in these movies like this. You know, because it's probably. I mean, the first one was probably kind of had like a low, modest budget for, you know, Disney Channel movie musical, and so like whenever there's like. A person in a movie or a TV show that does something where you're like, that was weird. Why didn't they have a line or say something?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the production is trying to save money. Because if you have a line, they have to pay you more.
Yeah.
So instead of like making, you know, like $1,000 that day, that guy made like $100 for being a featured extra. I just love it in those moments because he just looks at them and goes, thumbs up, instead of being like, you win. Or, and I announced that these people have won. It's just like, that was weird. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just instantly recognized
forgot about that.
When a production company is like, do we pay this guy the full thing or do we just, you know, we'll just make him a featured extra. We won't give him the line.
Hey.
He did the thumbs up great though.
Yeah.
He sold it. I hope he's still working today.
Hey, I mean, he was on High School Musical, you know?
I bet... There are, oh yeah, I just remember what I was going to say before. When the movie starts, it takes place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I did not remember that. So, canonically, this movie takes place during Better Call Saul and mm-hmm. Breaking Bad. Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful mashup that I don't think we've seen before. Someone needs to edit some scenes together.
Well, no, that part in the the end of the second one, we both had that same thought where when they're letting it's like the final song and they're letting the lanterns go at the country club and you can see out into like the New Mexico wilderness.
Yeah.
Like it literally looks like the scene, like this, the scenery from Breaking Bad. And we both were like, said something like Walter White's out there. I don't know. It was just funny because it was like, wow, that is Albuquerque.
And then you said something really funny when we were watching the first one, when they're doing that like little music moment in the cafeteria where you're like, hey, watch Jesse Pinkman pop out. And then the guy like
looks
in a
just
beanie
like him.
And wearing
yeah.
like a yellow jacket like Jesse Pinkman like starts singing and dancing. Yeah. We just thought that was funny. Yo, Mr. White, watch this. Snap dancing. But no, like the first movie, it's like, you know, it's... Now that I think about it, doesn't really have a good message. It's kind of like you can kind of cheat your way to getting both of the things you want in life. I don't know.
I guess the message was for like it was supposed to be
follow your heart, I guess.
No, like the message was supposed to be don't put people in boxes. Like don't.
Oh yeah.
Like
duh.
Don't.
Yeah.
Did you even watch the movie with me? I'm joking. No, it's supposed to be like that's the whole thing with the, what was the song you were thinking or you were singing today?
Hold on. I've been singing it all day in my head.
Stick to the status quo.
I couldn't think of it in the moment.
They were like, you know, that's where everybody
stick
was
to the status quo.
Telling what their other
if
hobbies
you
wanted were.
Something and it wanted something
I guess as a homeschooler, I just didn't really care. And I was like, this is what I like. You know, I guess I didn't have like that peer pressure to like stay in one lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, and I was public schooled and I just like, I was friends with everybody. I was friends. I don't even know. Like, you would probably consider me like just.
You were public schooled through middle school.
High school. Well, like elementary and middle school, like I was just friends with everybody. Like about, you know, I hung out. I was on the football team, so I hung out with a lot. I guess you would call them jocks. And then throughout the day, I would interact with just anyone and everyone. So I never even thought about things like that, I guess.
Yeah.
If me and you had something in common, I would talk to you.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sampley would talk to me. Sampley would give me the time of day.
Me? What do you mean?
Joking.
Of course, I thought you were cute in high school.
You said in high school.
I meant like when we first met.
Oh.
Anyway, what if I started singing to you like Troy Bolton? Was soaring, flying.
Anyways, let's talk about Ryan and Sharpay.
Yeah, they're really funny. We already did.
No, you were acting like you were going to say something more about that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, those would not be the same movies without those two.
No,
like
no,
those are
they
like.
Crush it.
They're so funny.
Especially Ashley Tisdale as Sharpay.
Oh, yeah.
She crushes it. She's really funny. And then I can't think of his name, but he does a good job, too.
Had it and I lost it. I don't know.
Ryan, the guy who plays Ryan. He does a good job.
Oh, Lucas something?
Lucas.
Grill?
Yeah, it starts with a G.
I don't know.
He'll never listen to this. He'll never know. But the second one. High School Musical 2. I think actually that out of the three, if I had to pick one, I like that one a lot because, like, when we were watching it, you go, man, this is making me so jealous because they have the entire summer off.
Yeah.
They get jobs at a country club that pay them. Like, at one point, Zac Efron's getting paid, like, $40 an hour.
Yeah, I know.
And you're just like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
I know. I was like, I wish I was them right now.
Yeah, they just have such easy lives. Like, back in high school, we thought we had so much on our plate. We had nothing.
Literally.
We had nothing compared to now. Not that I'm content where I am now. I'm thankful God's blessed us where we are. But back in high school, we had nothing going on except sports and school.
And piano for me.
And that's why it makes it enjoyable to watch because everyone's just having a great time. Like, when a cast is having a good time shooting a movie, that usually translates into the characters seem like they're having a fun time.
And everything, like, that I would, like, see or read or hear really made it seem like the cast truly was having a blast.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I was like, wow, that just looks like a fun movie, a fun set.
I
said that
at one point. I was like, man, they look like they're having the time of their lives. They're just having so much fun.
Yeah.
And there's one point in this movie that made you laugh really hard, where the Fulton characters, I guess he's like the manager of the country club.
Yeah, so, because he's terrified of Ryan and Sharpay's parents.
Yes.
And like them doing, like firing him, basically.
And Troy and
Chad,
thank you. Corbin Blue's character are like arguing about something.
Yeah.
Or on the verge of arguing. And then Fulton walks in. And what does he say?
He was like, this isn't Dr. Phil. It's, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, for whatever reason, that made you like laugh.
I was
so
laughing
hard.
So, because they were being so dramatic and intense and really like funny. Up in each other's faces. And then he just walks in and says that. And I was like, and what I don't remember the line that Chad had just left with, but like it was just so funny and it was timed so perfectly because he was just like, he just walked in and then saw them having like a whole moment.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of like, you've changed, dude. That's not Troy.
Yeah,
I
that's
know.
Not the truth. Yeah.
Just something so dramatic. Yeah, this movie's definitely a lot super dramatic.
It's so funny.
When Troy and Gabriella break up, that's hilarious.
Oh, because she runs to her mom's van.
She runs to her mom's minivan.
It's like, they just should have left the minivan out of it and just like let her go around the corner and just like leave it like ambiguous.
Her mom's minivan.
But no.
And then the mom takes off.
Yeah, the mom is just staring straight ahead and just didn't even look at her. Like, my mom would be like, you know, looking over at me like, let's talk for a second. You know what I mean? Because why else would she know that she was supposed to pick up Gabriella, you know?
Yeah.
Gabriella would have called her and be like, we broke up, I gotta come home, you know?
It was funny. They should have, her mom just like steps on it. Like, they fly out of that shot. Like, it was really quick.
Why didn't Gabriella have a car, though?
I don't know. I love how everyone's like broke in this movie, but then it cuts to
their
houses,
parents' houses.
And it's like a 6-bedroom, 4-bathroom house with like a pool. And like, it's 2-storied.
And Troy has this like dump of a car and always struggling with it. And somehow his dad is a basketball coach for a public high school. And then like,
the mom work? We don't know.
I don't know anything about the mom. But yeah, it's
barely in them for some reason.
Yeah, they have a nice house for something like that. Although I guess times were different.
It was just funny that, yeah. But the second one. I guess the plot, you could say, is that they all get summer jobs at this country club, and Sharpay's trying to like take Troy away from Gabriella.
Yeah.
But I think
solely for the purpose of like her benefit, though. Like, she doesn't actually like Troy.
She just wants
to use it for her benefit, being like, you know, the it girl of the school.
And that's why, thankfully, you did that with me. But eventually one of the things I wanted to share with you, because I looked on IMDb, like I like going through the trivia, and do you remember that song where we were like, we have no memory of this?
Which one?
The one that Ashley Tisdale does, like then the fish costume.
Oh, the tiki tiki whatever?
Wanna waka poo poo or something like
no,
that?
No, I do remember it.
No. That was not in the original movie. So the movie we watched is like the director's cut. Like that original scene was not. There are like scenes that we watched that were not like in the original.
In the original, I have seen it though.
Channel. So maybe you saw.
I must have seen. I don't know, like the extended version of
time.
Or something. Yeah,
my
enormous amount of spare time. Yeah.
But that's why I didn't remember it. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And also, he could have just gotten up and walked away.
Yeah.
They like sit him down,
mm-hmm.
and then she does this whole musical number for him. And he's just like sitting there like confused. A lot of the situations in these movies are like the characters quote unquote stuck, but they could just like stand
up
and walk away.
I just run.
And also, everyone in these movies have terrible vision.
Oh, yeah.
Like when a character is hiding
like
from
when they're
someone
peeking
else.
Around the corner, and it's like they can see you, can't they? Yeah, there's like weird moments like that, but you know, kids don't think that far into it.
No. Well, at least some kids don't. Some kids do. They go on to Harvard, Princeton. Actually, their parents probably don't even let them watch stuff like that. It rots their brains. Yeah. That's why we're sitting in bed right now talking about the movies instead of...
Oh, the costumes for all three movies were, like, really, really good.
No, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I was literally paying attention to, like, every one of, like, you know, Gabriella's out. Like, she has really pretty dresses, I feel like, and I wish high school girls these days wore stuff like that, because I feel like that's more appropriate than some of the stuff that people wear right now. Like, I still wear styles like that, even though it's, like, early 2000s. Like, I just think it's cute and just flowery and fun. Anyways, and, like, Sharpay's costumes were so funny and also so, like, wow, you know, just, like,
like
really out there.
The costume design, production design, like, choreography, editing. Like, I was just like, man, like, they really did a great job of this. Like, they put a lot of effort into entertaining children.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's what they are. They're movies for kids.
I'm sure that, like, parents, like, watching it with their kids did enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, and, like, taking their kids to the theater to see the third one.
There's a lot of talent that are put into it. I mean, you know, like I said, it's corny and it's cheesy. And I feel like they know what it is. But at the end of the day, it's a kid's movie.
And it's a musical.
I was really expecting to just, like, be laughing at the movie the entire time, not with it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, wow, these are actually, there's a lot of art.
They're entertaining.
Yeah.
They're very entertaining. Sure.
And speaking of the third one, I did not realize it grossed like $200-something million on a $30 million budget. And the only reason that, so originally that they were going to put it on Disney Channel, but since they had a $30 million budget, it was there was no way that they were going to make a profit on that just by putting it on television.
Yeah.
So that's why they put it in theaters, and they made $250 million. That's insane.
Crazy.
That's like incredible. Like, I bet all those actors, if they had, like, smart contracts, like, they wouldn't have to work ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they want to, of course, which a lot of them still do. Which is, like, kind of also cool. Like, a lot of these people, like, aren't crazy. Like, because there was kind of that Disney Channel curse going on for a while. But, like, Zac Efron's normal. Vanessa Hudgens is normal. Ashley Tisdale's normal. Corbin Blue, like, is married and, like, lives a normal life, I think, and still acts from time to time. That Ryan guy, I think he does too. Like, all these
people. Ashley Tisdale is, like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she has a family, and, like, I don't think she's done, like, I will say, like, some of the stuff Vanessa Hudgens has done, like, a little bit, you know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I know, like, she just risque. She does those, like, Netflix Christmas movies now, like, once a year.
Yeah, but she's not anything like Miley Cyrus became or whatever. But, no, Ashley Tisdale, like, I feel like everything she's done has been super modest and just, like, you know, just, like, clearly focuses on her, like, more on her personal life than, like, obsessing about her career, which is nice to see.
Her
it's kind of refreshing.
Kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, her at a young age booking a sitcom, and then she does those four movies, including the last one. And then, what did she do after those?
She's on Phineas and Ferb.
Oh yeah, and she
for
does
a
all
long
that
time
voice acting. Man, she's made. Not that everything's about money. It's just interesting to think that way. Like, she's had a long, good, sustainable career, and like. That's really cool, because voice acting, I mean, it is hard and it's a craft within its own right, but you kind of just show up, like, wear whatever you want. And
for sure.
It's like,
nice.
Good for her. That's awesome that worked out for her, and she's like a normal, like, human being.
Yeah.
But the third one, like, it crushed it at the box office that year. And
neither of us went to see it in theaters.
Yeah, neither of us went. I think Lauren and Caitlin did. My two older sisters went and saw it. And they both, you know, I think everyone was just in love with Zac Efron. But no, it was a fun, cute movie too, like, for kids.
Yeah.
Like these movies, like, are for kids, and they're also for, like, made for, like, 10-year-old girls, like, sleepover parties.
That's where I watched, like, the first two.
Yeah,
I feel
exactly.
Like.
And
the third, I don't remember where I watched the third one for the first time, but, like, it was definitely out of theaters. But I will say that one I remember the most, like, detail from, because I did watch that my senior year of high school For whatever reason, it was on. And, like, I was just, like, lonely that year. Because remember, we only, like, saw each other once a week.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that. That's...
Yeah, when we first started dating, we started dating, like, August of our senior year.
Well, I think both of our parents were kind of like, don't spend too much time. Yeah. Because then you won't be able to focus on the other stuff.
Yeah.
Which is good advice.
We didn't have trouble, you know, because, I mean, at least I didn't. Like, I still played soccer and...
No, yeah, I played soccer.
You know, and we all did our own stuff, but, you know, yeah, we only saw each other, like, once on the weekends. Anyways, so I, like, my mom was like... She had just started working again that year, and my two younger brothers were back in school, and so I had a lot of time that year. Like, yeah. That's when I just, like, watched the entire Office series, like, in such a short amount of time. But anyways, I just, like, watched that, and it was, like, closer to, like, when we were graduating, and I just remember crying. Like, that moment when they closed the curtains... I don't know. I just, like, started crying.
No, it's because, high school's ending, and it's scary.
Yeah, that was the main part. I was just, it's a very emotional time for, like, a high schooler. Like, there's so much uncertainty. Even if you think that your future is certain, which I did at the time, that's not how my future turned out, and I'm fine with that. But at the time, it's just so, like, crazy and scary, and so having a movie like that kind of just, like, lightens the mood and, makes it seem... That's I thought sweet. I told you that.
No, you didn't tell me this at all. This is why we do the podcast. There's no podcast, actually. this is where I get information out of you. You're so shut off until I hand you
I'm not shut off.
And you think there's an audience out there that listens to you.
There's not.
Ego much? No, that's really sweet. No, when I was watching, I was like, man, like... Because how long was high school? If we're both 24, we're going to be 25 soon.
Years ago that we graduated.
Wow, that's crazy. It was making me think, like, man, high school seems like forever ago, but it also seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, how simple
times were. Yeah.
Like, you know, we'd go to soccer practice, we'd do our school, which that year was also an easy workload year for me, too, because I'd gotten, like, a lot of my work done the past years.
Yeah, that's how homeschooling works.
Which was awesome. And then, like, yeah, me and you just hung out, like, on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I cut lawns, like, in high school. What else did I do?
I worked at the vet. I was still doing agility with my old dog. I went to piano lessons every week still.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
We were both getting our graduation performances ready too.
That's right, yeah.
Which is another thing at our homeschool graduation that they had, which I liked.
I thought it was really cool too.
We just had a really small class size. It was like 30 something people, so they did performances for those of us that wanted to.
No, and everyone did a really good job. So. I can't remember one that was like embarrassing.
No.
I'm sure maybe some people view mine that way, which is fine.
Oh, and you fake proposed to me?
Yeah, that was funny. It was a stand-up comedy. I'll never forget. I can't remember his name, but he was one of the guys who played the violin. He goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm going to do some stand-up." He was like, "Oh, cool. What is that?"
Like,
oh, man. I started to get nervous because I was like, oh, man, this crowd's really homeschooled. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, especially, yeah.
I was like, man, maybe this isn't my audience. Thankfully, I didn't bomb. That would have been actually... Honestly, that would have been hilarious if I had bombed. Like, not in the moment.
Not at the time. No, you would have been so upset.
No. I would have known in the moment, oh, this is hilarious. This is going to make a great story one day. But I'm so glad that didn't happen because everyone would have, like, been side-eyeing me that night. Everyone thought it was funny. Everyone, like, after was patting me on the back, being like, oh, you're funny, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, just like everyone was patting you on the back for your amazing piano performance.
You don't have to pretend.
No, what?
I'm just joking. It actually was pretty good. No, the piece was good. I don't know if the performance was good.
Performance. That would be funny. But anyways, going back to high school, man, it just seems like forever ago. What was I going to say specifically about high school?
I don't know. We went on a ton of rabbit trails.
I know. But that's what podcasts are for, rabbit trails.
No.
People find this stuff interesting, I think.
No. We have to stay on script.
Stop squeezing my arm. Ow.
Anyways. High School Musical. No, it's High School.
High School Musical 3, senior year. There's a lot of drama in that one. There's a Junkyard Musical.
Oh, that
made me just laugh my butt off. That was ridiculous.
That takes you out of it big time. I remembered that one. That was a little strange.
I can't remember how the song goes. Something about the boys are back. Wait, the boys are back. Something, something. The boys are back. And then, like, they're talking about kindergarten or something like that.
Yeah.
Then they turn little.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like garbage men that come out. Yeah, that was kind of freaky. That was funny.
I was like, do they know? Like, are these supposed to be people or are these just like garbage? Is this supposed to represent garbage? I don't know.
But, and then, honestly, Gabriella is like the worst girlfriend ever.
Yeah.
She's lame.
Oh, I know. When she was like, what am I supposed to do? Just come back for prom and then come back here. And you're like, yeah, that's what you said you would do.
And now you're not. And then, like, before that, Troy Bolton is, like, very patient with her. Like, how does he not just be like, lady, like, you're not keeping your promises. Also, you hid this thing from me and told everyone else about it.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, you know, like, he's like, well, I wish you would have told me, but you got to follow your heart. And you're just like, oh, wow, that's, like, good advice. But, like, how are you not mad?
Yeah. I'm like, I'd be so mad.
I know, right?
But I guess some of the stuff in the third one, like, thinking back to high school, like, I think, personally, I like that one the best because Because it has, like, the most, like, relatable content.
At the time in
my life when I watched it, like, again, which was my senior year, I was like, this really does feel, and maybe like, because of the whole college aspect too, like, there's a lot to, like, figure out and think about, and, I mean, honestly, like, picking colleges too, but not, trying not to let yourself think about, like, the person that you love, like, that's really, really hard, and, so, I mean, even just, like, stuff like that. I know that's getting really deep. But, I mean, stuff like that. It's, like, people do have to think about that. And it does affect your decisions. And all these things are, you know. It's lighthearted, but it's also relatable. And so.
No, 100%. I'm just glad that, like, I'm just, like, a dumb actor. Because, like, I did get a lot of offers from, like, Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Ivy League schools.
Harvard, Juilliard, Princeton, like they talked about. Yeah.
I got, like, that full scholarship. I didn't even apply for it. My drama teacher did. I didn't get any. No, thankfully, I'm a dumb actor, so I didn't have to.
Don't
make,
say dumb.
I didn't have to make the choice to, like, go across, like, the United States to be away from you. I'm glad that you stayed in school locally while I pursued the craft of thespianism.
You went to Calhoun too. We both went to college.
I didn't finish though.
Yeah, you were absolutely nowhere close. You were nowhere close.
Don't call yourself dumb. Being like, oh, wow, you were nowhere close.
Okay, idiot. Well, I have room to say that trying to help you with your lab reports.
Let's not talk. The world's not ready to hear how lazy I am when it comes to schoolwork.
And how I wasted 3 hours of my time. Anyways.
It was like 5 minutes.
No, I swear. No, because I was sending you all this stuff. Whatever. Sanford does not appreciate me.
Anyways, that is so not true. I have you on my show right now.
You just are using me. Because who else would have watched High School Musical with you so you could do a podcast on it? Nobody.
You know how sad it would be if I was doing this by myself right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't even listen. I'm just joking. Woo! I'm joking.
I wouldn't blame you. That's creepy. You not being here with me makes this acceptable. My dad would be very concerned if I was talking about High School Musical by myself. They're cute movies. You know, I'll let my kids, or I'll let our kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, your kids?
Sorry.
What did I say? I feel like we've like, talked so much about this, including during the movies. But I said something like, I bet a lot of parents, like, wish this was the kind of stuff that their kids watch now.
Oh,
100%. Instead of, like, a lot of the stuff that's on. Because
they're all rated G. They all don't try to enforce some woke message on anybody. It's just like, here's some songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, a basic, you know, teenage soap opera plot line.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and here's some comedy. Oh wait, going back, and that was a good point that you made. But going back, the only one weird thing that stands out of the third one, which I was like, how did this make the final cut? Was when they like sexually like almost assault like those like two like freshmen.
The freshmen. That was weird. That made me really uncomfortable. Weird.
And it was really out of character for Troy and Chad. So they steal these clothes from these freshmen.
They were in the shower.
And run out, and the freshmen stupidly run after them. I was
like, they were like, in towels, I'd obviously.
Like, hey, coach, who's Troy's dad? He just stole my clothes. Like, and then the dad would have just gotten up and like, hey,
yeah,
like give them their clothes back. But they run throughout the school naked.
Yeah, it's supposed everyone's to be laughing. Like comedic.
And then they get to the drama department. The drama teacher's like, oh, well, you're going to be in detention for being naked. How, wink, wink. And, you know, that's supposed to be funny. It's like, that's not funny. And then Gabriella takes a picture for yearbook.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is weird.
Was that supposed to be like a senior movie. Prank?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. Okay. It was a very good one, though. It was yeah. really creepy.
Yeah, there are so many other options.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was an uncomfortable moment where I was like, that didn't. It's not that it didn't age well. That wouldn't have been funny at the time either.
It's a 2-hour kids movie that should not be 2 hours. You think they'd cut that part out because it wasn't even funny.
It didn't contribute anything because I was maybe this somehow like leads into the plot. No, literally nothing.
Yeah.
But
other than that, like, you know, they're fun little movies to watch. If you've never seen them before and you're our age, you're not going to enjoy them. I don't think like at all.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah. There has to be some kind of nostalgic like factor to it. If
you're
a
9-year-old kid who's never seen it, yeah, you're going to, I think, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like a 9-year-old girl, I don't know. But yeah, we watched those movies. Right now we're like halfway through Sharpay's
Fabulous Adventure.
And it is a stinker. That one's actually bad. Rough. I don't like the rip-on movies.
This one's
rough.
Like
I've said before, but I think...
You can even tell Ashley Tisdale's not having a good time.
Yeah, she's just kind of there.
She is bummed
Austin
out.
Austin Butler's in it.
Yeah, that's
funny. To be fair, he's
kind
of doing a good job for the material he has.
Yeah.
I do think he's a really good actor. I think he did a really good job as Elvis. And he was also really good in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as one of the Manson killers.
Yeah.
Tex. So that's weird to see.
He looks so different in
every
role. Yeah,
he's got like a baby face. He has like almost frosted tips.
Mm-hmm.
His outfits are funny. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, it's literally just like, I'm bored watching it.
I know. I'm like, I'm dreading finishing it.
It's just bad. I know that's mean. It's also a kid's movie, but I don't even think a kid would enjoy it.
Like, maybe a very little kid.
But also, maybe it's because we've never seen it before, and we have no nostalgia, just like how we were talking about.
I don't think
so. It's bad. It's just bad.
I don't think so.
Oh, my word. We've almost talked about these movies for an hour.
A lot to say.
Besides High School Musical, we also finished the show The Middle.
Yes.
Which, like, I had, both of us, funny enough, had grown up watching. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had ever finished it.
I don't know where I started and where I stopped. Like, I watched it with my family, I think, like you did.
Yeah.
And I don't think I watched everything, like, in chronological order.
Yeah.
I just watched, like, what was on.
Yeah, just
and so,
reruns or something.
Yeah, I've never watched it the whole way through.
I highly recommend that show.
It was amazing.
It was really funny.
I've been so sad ever since it's been over.
We started it just, like, on a whim because I think we'd finished Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And we're just like, I just chose it. I was like, oh, we both haven't seen the show in a while. Let's start this. I didn't even think we'd finish it. But, like, it was funny. Like, I know that's weird to say about a comedy show that's funny, but it was genuinely, like, I think it could go pound for pound, like, against any other, like, TV show that's out there that people hold in high regard. And it's weird because, like, no one talks about this show, but it ran for 9 seasons and had 24 episodes in each season, which is, like,
it had
a huge viewership.
Yeah.
Why does no one talk about this show? And what's funny about it is it's never, like, super dirty It's never like super just like in your face about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like really funny family dynamics. All of the actors are like perfect for mm-hmm. their characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really funny and also like heartfelt show.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's not a lot of TV shows out there like that. I put it in my top 10 comedy shows of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I always liked it. I just didn't remember how much I liked it.
Yeah.
And, like, I bet it's not talked about as much because it's literally for most just middle-class average families, like, watching their life, you know, but yeah. just in a more exaggerated, funny way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much, like, both of us related with our families growing up, too.
No, 100%.
I mean, so much. It's hilarious.
The crappy washer. I totally relate to.
Yeah, like, having certain ways you have to do things around the house that, like, only people in the family know, like, you know. And, I mean, they were very poor, I guess, but, like,
yeah.
you know, it...
They were on the verge of poverty, yeah, I think yeah. at all times, just because they had the three kids and they had very yeah. low income jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite lines, because one of my favorite comedian is in the show, Norm MacDonald, who passed away 2 years ago. That's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Mike's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think about this line, it just cracks me up. Where they're arguing in like their old bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and Norm MacDonald's character Rusty goes, they're just reliving fond memories or whatever. But mm-hmm. to Mike, they're like, "Oh, he's realizing how much of a terrible brother he was." And Rusty goes, "Yeah, remember when you told me that Jesus didn't love me? Yeah, that was really strange to me because you know at Sunday school, the teacher tells you that Jesus loves everybody. And I thought to myself, wow, if he doesn't love me, I must be terrible." I just grew up thinking he was like this terrible person.
Oh my gosh.
Like that line makes me laugh so much. And then he goes, yeah. And then remember that time you locked me in the closet and you said if I didn't come out, mom and dad would die. It's just like, oh gosh.
That reminds me when Brick was, when he was licking the potatoes when he worked at the potato place with Sue.
Yeah.
And they were like, Sue and Axel were like, why are you licking the potatoes? And he was like, it started out just, I liked the way the salt tasted or something yeah. when I licked them. But then I convinced myself that if I didn't lick each and every single potato that mom and dad would die.
That mom and dad would die.
Like
Brick
what?
Is hilarious. He has all these tics, but there's reasons behind these tics.
Whoop.
And my papa, my mom's dad, he was a big fan of the show too, and he thought that Brick will say a sentence. He'll go, "My name is Brick," and then he'll like tilt his head down and go and whisper to himself, "My name is Brick," and he would do that for like every other sentence.
He does it like he does it the last word of that sentence.
Yeah, the last word. Yeah. Brick. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He'd go, yeah. my papa thought that was the funniest thing. He would do that. He would do that too because he thought it was so funny. But no, yeah, I totally recommend that show because I know there's always some people looking out for new shows to watch. And then right now we're rewatching Barry on HBO with Bill Hader, which is to me is just like a masterclass in like suspense. And raising the stakes and also being hilarious at the same time. That's a different podcast.
There's so much language though. So much language. I know. Sometimes it's like, man, you could say what you wanted to say without having to say the same word every five words.
Yeah, that definitely is the one complaint.
Yeah. Other than that, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets old. The language. Saying the F word over and over again. You're just like, people don't even talk like this. And if they do, they need to clean clean their mouth out with vinegar or soap.
The soap, yeah. I think it's soap.
No, my mom did vinegar once.
She cleaned your mouth out with vinegar?
This is my story.
No, wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, once. And then I think they went back to just being grounded or spanking.
I feel like that's, I don't know. I feel like that's better than soap because soap is so bitter. Like vinegar, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it would be really disgusting.
Yeah,
but
she only tried that once and she did it and I felt like I was like, yeah,
was like, I don't know. I like salt and vinegar chips and like pickles and like. Anyways,
high school.
I'm sure you did something bad.
I can't. Yeah, probably. I know. That's a story for another podcast. But I think I might have even told it before. The one where I accidentally called Caitlin an ASS.
What?
Because in Shrek 2, they take these magic potions and they all turn into, or they're supposed to turn into different things, but they haven't yet. And Donkey goes, well, do I look different? And Puss in Boots go, you still look like an ASS to me. I didn't know what that word meant. Caitlin was trying on outfits and she comes up to me and goes, hey, do you like this outfit? And I was referencing Shrek 2. I go, well, you still look like an ASS to me, except I say it. And she starts crying and I'm in trouble. And I explain to my parents. I think that's the time that happened to me. They gave me vinegar to clean my mouth with. I still didn't understand. I was like, oh, is it a bad word? I didn't know.
Okay, well, that's probably the reason that my parents wouldn't, or did they didn't allow. That has to be it. Because, like, I mean, was that in the first one or is that?
It was the second
one. The second one? Okay. Yeah, because we weren't allowed to watch any of them. I still watched, I think, the first one, like, at someone's house. I mean, it was on. I wasn't going to be that one at the sleepover that was like, right, turn this off. Like, I've been there. I have been there at sleepovers, and it's so awkward, and someone's like, I'm not allowed to watch this. And it's like Bob the Builder or something, and you're like, what? Why?
Oh, wait, you have a funny Bob the Builder story that you're telling.
Oh, yeah, when we were all singing the F word in the car. Like, me and two of my brothers, we had this, like, weird, I don't know where it came it's from, like song. It's like know, if you're doing it, like, you thing. Do it with, like, it's like a rhyming song for different words. So you do, like, bob, bob, bo, bob, banana, fan, fo, fob. And then we were, my middle younger brother was obsessed with Bob the Builder. Yeah. Like, I can remember, like, coloring in a life-size poster of him for a birthday party. Oh, like, goodness. He was obsessed with Bob the Builder. And we just went through all of the Bob the Builder characters, and there's a Bob the Builder character named Muck.
Muck.
And so we get to that one, and you say the F word in it multiple times. And we were all singing the F word in the car just while my mom was driving us.
Ignorance is bliss.
And she's yelling at us to stop. And she's like, you're not allowed to do that one with Muck. And we were like, why? So then we were like, is it this one? Is it this one? And so we're just going through all of them.
I just see your mom just driving, just like beads of sweat, like, pouring out of her forehead. Stop it!
I mean, it was one of those moments where you just won't forget. No, and then, like, because then you learn the word, and then you think back to things like that, and you're like, oh, that's what it was. But anyways, I'm glad my dad wasn't in the car. I don't know what he would have done. I can only imagine.
It's not fair to be punished for something you don't know you're saying.
No, true.
But, no, that's, I think this is a good place to end the podcast. This is a pretty solid episode, I think. Talking about High School Musical. Talked about our own high school memories.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about
the middle.
Barry. What else? I shared a story. Oh, the Shrek story.
The Shrek story.
And we're in on your Bob the Builder story. That's a great podcast right there.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Yeah. All right. You ready to take us out?
What?
You ready to take it out?
What do you mean?
Like, end the episode on Strung Up?
I don't know.
One, two,
we have not rehearsed
three.
This.
We're all in this together, and we are ending the podcast right now.
No, we're not in this together. No. That was just you.
You served me papers. Oh, wow.
Anyways.